The Industrial Talk Podcast. Go big in just 6 minutes a day. Building a legacy of success in a rapidly changing industrial market.
All right, how you guys doing out there? This is Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk Podcast. I am so glad that you are here. Thank you very much. I'm humbled and I'm excited because we belong to an incredible market, and that is the industrial market, and you belong there. So let's leave that legacy and let's begin to build that legacy. How you doing out there? Good, good, good. I am so happy. Okay, so over the past weeks, I guess you could say, multiple podcasts, we've been talking a lot about our head, our heart, our mind, and being able to get that straight. Because the bottom line is if things don't go right, if things start to sort of unravel, because they will, because it's just, if you're not moving forward, you're not making mistakes. And so it's just, you just got to accept the fact and then get back up. And so that's what we've been really talking a little bit about, and well, quite a bit about, and over the past few weeks. And I truly, and once again, in my heart of hearts, I am honored and proud of being a part of the industrial market and what you and those companies in the industrial market bring to society globally. And so let's just, once again, yesterday's podcast was about what you do means something, and embrace that and find that link between what you do in the field or what you do in the office and what the company does for the greater good. Or that's a movie reference, by the way. But anyway, you get the picture. We've been talking a lot about the head and the heart and the mind and being able to get that straight. So now we're going to go into a real tactics, because this is where I think that the rubber begins to meet the road. And we're going to talk about customer and industrial market segmentation. Industrial market segmentation, that is just a big fancy word that says, hey, who is your customer? Where is that market located, and how can I serve them to solve their problem? So once again, we are trying to find that market that needs your services or solutions to solve their problems. Because really, when it gets right down to it, you're here, you, whatever you have, that legacy that you leave is specifically for your customer and their problems. Because once again, as we talked about a number of weeks ago, know, like, and trust. They got to know you, like you, and trust you. But you've got to have their best interest at heart, bottom line. Bar none. If you don't, you're not going to be as successful as you had hoped. So let's make sure that we're clear. So the reason for this market segmentation is, how do you take this platform, this digital marketing platform, and be able to segregate and move it down to a market that needs your solution for their problem? Okay, so we have the technology. You're on LinkedIn, you know things, and you've been involved with LinkedIn. You've got a market. So, but I'm going to start talking a little bit about email marketing. Okay. Now, you're saying to yourself, it doesn't work. It goes to junk. It does. Okay. All are right. It is what it is. But you have a list. I hope you do. If you don't, first find that list of people who are truly engaged with your content in your email marketing solution. I use ActiveCampaign. So this is what I do. So I have people, quote, opting in to receive my email. Right off the bat, that activity of opting in indicates some level of interest in what content or services or solutions I can provide. It doesn't say that, hey, Scott's got the answers right then and there. All it means is that Scott has got some information that I'm really interested in, and I want to listen to it. And that's what this podcast is all about. That's what my blogs are all about. That's what the platform at industrialtalk.com is all about. It's a platform, and it is there for information and highlighting people. So I've got a list within my ActiveCampaign program, my CRM, Customer Relations Management System, that already indicate a chunk of people interested in what I'm saying. Okay. That is a powerful market segmentation. Now, do others, do my other lists that I interact with and get from conferences and all of that stuff, they might be less engaged. But let's just talk a little bit about the ones that truly opt in and talk about and are engaged. Now, your system can see that interaction. Now you're able to see what your customer is truly interested in. Is it in this content? You can see that activity. Is it in that content? So what you can do is then begin to effectively and with tremendous confidence of being able to identify that market segment and be able to provide content, because we're content marketing right now, content that is specific to their needs. And that's all we're doing right now. That is developing and building that industrial market segmentation. So the action items today, is that you better have a CRM. I'm ActiveCampaign. There are ones that are out there. One. Two, find that list of individuals that have opted in because they like your content. And they open up your email when you send it out. That's two. Three, I need for you to look at that list and identify what they're interested in. And if you have a CRM, you know what they're interested in. Then, just from there, we'll talk about what we can do to identify and be able to accurately target that market segmentation. We're here about your legacy. We're here about to build up your market, and we're here to improve your bottom line. That's what we're here about. Because I want you to be successful. That's what we're about. 100% dedicated to your success. That's the Industrial Talk Podcast. Thank you very much for joining. It's only 6 minutes. We got more coming your way. Real, solid, digital marketing tactics. Have a wonderful day. Be safe. Always be safe. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.